This is Parent Power Podcast, a show that explores the tools and technologies of peace to help empower nonviolent parenting and happy, secure children. I'm your host, Stephanie Van Hook, Executive Director of the Meta Center for Nonviolence. On this episode of Parent Power, I want to talk about the power of working in teams and the effect that it can have in the heart of the child in relation to peace building. And I'm going to take the example from working in a classroom with one other teacher. This is a preschool and kindergarten Montessori classroom. However, I'm sure that the situation arises at home because we've all been there and we've all heard of it before. But this is a situation. One adult gives the child some reason for giving them a no answer to something. So we don't use no, by the way, as a way of having power over the child. This is, we want our way and no other way. But if we say no, we explain the circumstances and factors that are behind the no. Maybe there's too many people outside. We can't keep track of everybody. Please wait for one other person to come inside before you take the turn in the outside classroom. Just as an example. Now, the child might be unhappy with hearing the no because they really wanted to work on something that wasn't yet available, or they wanted to do something that was unsafe. So they go to the other teacher and then they ask the question again to the other teacher, hoping for a different kind of an answer. And it can cause a bit of conflict. Well, oh, you know, this teacher told me yes and you told me no. And then it also sets up one teacher to be the teacher that said the no and the other teacher who said the yes. And that can affect the kind of relationship, especially if one teacher is constantly saying yes and the other one is explaining a certain boundary and why. So what we do with the children is when we find this has happened, we explain to them that the teachers in the classroom are really trying to work together for their benefit, for the benefit of the child. And so we talk to each other and we say that we teachers talk to each other. So if one teacher says no, we're going to understand that they had a reason for that and let's find out. And then we have a conversation with the child about it. Basically showing that the teachers are on the same team. Often we say, you know, she and I are friends and we talk to each other. So when you go to ask the other teacher for a different answer than the one I gave you, this is something that we can all talk about together. Very simple way of just bringing the conflict out into the light. We hear a lot from parents, for example, where there's conflict between two parents in the household. Maybe the child has preference for one parent and not the other. And what we often find in those situations is that it's the parents are failing to express to their children that they are indeed working together and they do talk. No matter how obvious that may seem, the fact is that the team, the two being on the same page about decisions and why and supporting one another when those decisions are made. Because otherwise it does create a deeper conflict for the child of why is this parent setting boundaries for me and this parent is fun and loving and always wants to laugh with me and they always tell me yes and I get anything I want from them. So you see that the conflict can erupt into something greater. The need of really coming together and just the simple way of going forward is saying, you know, we're friends and we're working together. Let's all look at the issue together and come to a consensus, come to an agreement that works for everybody. And we all know why. Now let me bring it to the way that working in teams can help children to have peace-building skills that they didn't have before. When they understand that those around them are working together, they learn how to do that. They learn how to work together. So in our outdoor classroom, aka our playground, because we're still practicing out there and we're still working on the things that we work on in the classroom, which just happens to be outside and bigger body movement. That said, there were two children who were good friends and they were standing by each other, one a little boy and one's a little girl, and another little boy who came running up and sort of pushed the girl away and tried to pull the boy to come play with him. The boy who was being pulled away from his friend just moved back next to her and put his arm around her and said to the other little boy, "She and I are friends. I'm not moving. I'm not going anywhere." oh, you know, the little boy who came to pull him was a little bit stunned, and he tried it over again, pushing the girl and trying to push the boy, pull the boy toward him. And again, our friend put his arm around the little girl and said, "She's my friend, and I'm not going to go with you. Sorry." Finally, and the third time, the little boy who came in to push the girl and pull the boy away came up to the girl and said, "Maybe we can all play together." And it just occurred to me that a lot of this work, it takes years to really sink in. So it was very powerful for me to see a child who has heard me and the teacher in the classroom saying that we're working together and we're friends and we're on a team, be able to use those same exact words when it came time for him to offer a no to another child. So it really does show the power that the way that we model our own boundaries and our own ability to work together actually helps the child in their skills in peacemaking. So that's all for now, and thank you very much.
This has been another episode of Parent Power Podcast. You can find out more by visiting www.metacenter.org.